Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to today's Philosopher's Notes podcast, The Toltec Warrior's Struggle. This is a big idea from Carlos Castaneda's great book, The Wheel of Time, a collection of some of his greatest passages on which I've done a great Philosopher's Note. Castaneda says, quote, "To be a warrior is not a simple matter of wishing to be one. It is rather an endless struggle that will go on to the very last moment of our lives. Nobody is born a warrior in exactly the same way that nobody is born an average man. We make ourselves into one or the other." End quote. Again, Carlos Castaneda from The Wheel of Time. So Socrates calls this the great combat. Rumi calls it the inner jihad. Jesus has some thoughts on it, and Lao Tzu talks about the egomania of thinking you're going to reach total awareness without disciplined effort. All great teachers preach the power of self-mastery. Here's a sampling of some of my favorite thoughts on the subject. We'll start with Socrates from the Gorgias. He says, quote, "I desire only to know the truth and to live as well as I can. And to the utmost of my power, I exhort all other men to do the same. I exhort you also to take part in the great combat, which is the combat of life and greater than every other earthly conflict." End quote. Rumi says, "The lion who breaks the enemy's ranks is a minor hero compared to the lion who overcomes himself." How about Jesus? Jesus says, "He who rules his spirit has won a greater victory than the taking of a city." Lao Tzu says, quote, "He who controls others may be powerful, but he who has mastered himself is mightier still." And he also says, "Don't think you can attain total awareness and whole enlightenment without proper discipline and practice. This is egomania. Appropriate rituals channel your emotions and life energy toward the light. Without the discipline to practice them, you will tumble constantly backward into darkness." That's pretty intense from Lao Tzu, Jesus, Rumi, and Socrates. So how are you doing with your self-mastery? Are you embracing the challenge? Or letting yourself tumble constantly backward into the darkness because you haven't created the rituals and the commitment to truly hone your consciousness? All right, how about this? What's one thing that's leaking your power that you know you need to stop doing? Okay, cool. Quit doing that. Starting now. Seriously, what's one thing that's leaking your energy that you know you need to stop doing? Quit doing it. And what's one thing you know your highest self needs you to start doing today? What one habit would most positively improve your life? Think about that. And then go rock it. So here's to the Toltec warrior's struggle and all of our process of mastering ourselves. Let's tap into the wisdom of Castaneda, Socrates, Rumi, Jesus, Lao Tzu, and our internal guru, of course, and go out and live our greatest lives. Here's to self-mastery and to enjoying the process of giving ourselves most fully to the world. See you soon.